Walker is an Anchorage lawyer who specializes in oil and gas law. He is the general counsel for the Alaska Gas Line Port Authority, which promotes construction of an all-Alaska gas line. He says his approach to the gas line project sets him apart from his two main Republican rivals in the gubernatorial race, Governor Sean Parnell and Ralph Samuels. Walker says he is not a fan of the Alaska Gas Line Inducement Act, or AGIA, favored by the Parnell administration.
I refer to AGIA as no producer left behind, because it takes unanimous consent of Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips, and now TransCanada, and when it works good for that team, then they'll come and tell us what they want from us. I don't know whose lifetime you think that might be, but it's certainly not going to be in my lifetime.
Walker says Samuel's approach likely wouldn't reap any better results.
Ralph Samuels, his philosophy is to end AGIA, and we need to sit down with the producers and negotiate and find out what it is that they want in order to do a gas pipeline. We've been doing that for 32 years. I mean, you run the same play up the middle for 32 years, you don't make any yardage, eventually you want to put the ball in the air.
Walker says Alaska already has the components in place to build a gas line from the North Slope to Valdez. He says it's time for the state to build the project.
I sort of analogize it like this. As a state, so we were in Fairbanks on a residential lot in the middle of the winter at 45 below. We had the foundation in. We had all the pieces for the house. We have the framing package. We have the mechanical package. We have all the tools. Everything's on the lot. And we are, as a state, over in the corner at a campfire trying to stay warm, saying, when is somebody going to come build us a house? And I'm saying, when did we stop being Alaskans? Because the Alaskans that I grew up with, that I know, we didn't wait for people to take care of us. We stepped up and did what needed to be done. And every community in this state that has survived is because the community has stepped up and said, we're gonna take charge of this community's future, and we're not going to wait for somebody else to take care of us.
Walker says he would also change the way the state uses its energy resources. Walker says the state constitution requires the state to use its resources to the maximum benefit of its people. He says he interprets that to mean that the state should be using its vast energy resources to reduce energy costs for its citizens.
I mean, this state would be a different state if our cost of energy was cut by 50%. We could easily do that. Easily we can do that. We can cut it by 80%. I get so excited about the what we can do on cutting energy, because what that does, if a person isn't paying that towards energy, they have that to decide what they want to do with it. I mean, and you don't pay taxes to the federal government. They don't take a third of it. It's not like another four or five dividend checks. It's yours. And you decide how you want to spend it. I think that's really what is intended by the Constitution. The pushback I've gotten from this administration is no. But that means we have to get the highest value for our resources, so the most money in Juneau, so that then it can be doled out to the communities. And I just think that's the wrong answer.
Following his speech, Walker was asked if he would support construction of a bridge between Ketchikan and its airport.
I'm an infrastructure guy. If it makes sense to build it, we build it. We create the infrastructure that allows communities to move forward. I mean, that's the role of government. If there's a way of doing it that makes economic sense and we have the funding, absolutely. My concern is if we don't develop our resources, we don't have the funding to do anything.
Walker says he believes a bridge is needed and is surprised the project was tagged the Bridge to Nowhere. Walker was also asked if he and his commissioners would reside in Juneau if he were elected governor.
We will live in Juneau year-round. It'll not be a winter home. It'll be our home for at least 4 years. My strong preference is all the commissioners live in Juneau. There has to be a reason, not a personal reason. There has to be a strong business reason for a commissioner not to live in Juneau. There is no center of government in many respects now. We sort of scattered that around the state.
The state primary is on August 24th. The general election will be held November 2nd. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.